Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080. 2080.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Well, it's Thursday here on this show. No, it's not. What is it today? Anyway, we got a lot to get into. It's Wednesday. You know these things go, everybody. It's Wednesday here in the program. We got a lot to get into here today. Brody always knew what day it was. I still haven't gotten this figured out yet. But anyway, it's Wednesday on this program. You know what that means? We got NXT 2.0, which aired the other night. I've watched the whole show. Usually I say I haven't watched the whole show yet, but I have watched the whole show. So the first hour, I thought, very good first hour. The second hour was not a very good second hour, although there was a good main event with Johnny Gargano and Bron Breakker. But you'll never guess who stepped on screen and sent this show into a death spiral. That would be one Joe Gacy. But anyway, we can talk a little bit about that today. We've also got a lot of news. It was Thanksgiving last week, and so all sorts of weird numbers for all of these shows. Rampage completely crashed and burned. Actually, I cannot say that. They crashed and burned. What completely crashed and burned was poor Impact Wrestling. That Wrestle House on Thanksgiving. My God, wait till you hear how this show did. So those two took a massive hit. SmackDown did fine. Raw, the pattern was just weird. Dynamite, as noted, did better than usual. We'll give you all the updates on all of those here today. And we'll also talk about Big Swole, who has parted ways with AEW. The lineup for the Dynamite show tonight, which we've gone over for the past couple of days, and plenty more. I'd like to note, by the way, that next Tuesday here on this show, it's going to be a very interesting day. I'm going to have to decide what I want to do. So at some point soon, Oreo the Orca is going to be hosting this show as a result of the Twitch homies all chipping in. I was thinking of doing it on Tuesday. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But the reason I'm skeptical, or perhaps the reason you'll want me to do it that day, is our guest will be Danhausen. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Hello? You there in the car.
Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744. Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Yeah, Danhausen next Tuesday here on the show. And we'll see if, I don't know if that's a great idea, a horrible idea, having Oreo the Orca host that show.
It's a great idea, Oreohausen.
We'll think about it. We'll think about it. I'm a man of the people for the most part.
So nature.
But it depends on the people we're talking about here. Okay, so the Thanksgiving ratings, I posted these right before we went on the air so I wouldn't have to look at it for an hour. Because I'm sure it's like all sorts of, goofy gifts. But fact of the matter is, the holiday weekend just made things weird for everybody. The Raw show on Monday did 1.68 million viewers. And a 0.43 in 18 to 49, which are very weak, particularly in the demo. However, the show usually loses viewers as it goes on, but it grew in hour two, fell in hour three, and part of that was because, for whatever reason, nobody tuned in at the beginning of Raw this week. And this might have been holiday-related. Maybe people were traveling over the weekend, and they got back Monday and got home late. I don't know how this stuff works, but the show did 1.68 million and 0.4. Why does it say 0.45 here, and it says 0.43 elsewhere? Whatever. Anyway, that's what it did. So the hours, 1.68 million first hour, which is very low, 1.76 million for the second hour, and then the usual fall down to 1.59 million in the third hour. So that was the story for Raw. The Thanksgiving SmackDown actually did, or the week of Thanksgiving, it was the day after. This one did a great number. 2.149 million viewers, up 4.1%, highest viewership since October 29. 18 to 49, a 0.57, which was up 10% from the week prior. And there you go. They only lost to How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the only show that beat them in 18 to 49. So SmackDown did great. Rampage did terrible. 431,000 viewers, down 22.5% from the previous week. Lowest viewership in the history of Rampage, 0.18 in 18 to 49. Second lowest demo, beat only the October 17 episode. Also had very strong sports competition. College football and college basketball, 2.7 and 2.8 million respectively on ESPN. Viewership down across all age groups. Not good for Rampage. It was still better than Poor Impact. Although I don't know if I could say Poor Impact because they're the ones that chose to air Wrestle House on Thanksgiving night. The Thanksgiving edition of Impact, according to Brandon Thurston, did 48,000 viewers on Access Television. And that's not in a demo. That's the full viewership, 48,000 viewers. The rating in the 18 to 49 demo was an 0.01. They are the lowest ratings that Impact has done on Access TV in all of history. The show the prior week averaged 129,000 viewers and a 0.02 in 18 to 49. So those are your Impact numbers. That's what Thanksgiving does, everybody. There's good and there's bad. Although it was mostly bad, except for SmackDown for whatever reason.
Wrestle
You're
House.
Back.
That, what?
I had to mute you because of the drinking into the mic, but go ahead.
What are you talking about?
I mean, we all watched it. It was on the video, but go ahead. Tell us about SmackDown viewership.
So one thing that stuck out about the Impact number was when you were speaking to Lance on Friday about Wrestle House, you were worried about, I think it was Chris Sabin, that you were worried about any women walking into the room and seeing this and being embarrassed if they would see whatever it was that Chris Sabin was doing, being Steamy Sabin or whatever it was. If you look at the demo numbers, unfortunately, and look, it's a small sample size, which I think makes everything a lot more volatile, if I'm not mistaken. But there were under 1,000 women, 18 to 34, watching that show. So you didn't have to worry about embarrassing that set, at least. Nobody would have seen it. It was a surprise to see the number, and I guess that means it's under 1,000 because it comes up as a zero. So I'm sure there was one female somewhere in North America watching that show that was between the ages of 18 and 34. But I just, when you look at those numbers, and again, it was Thanksgiving, it was Wrestle House, it's Impact, Network, all that sort of stuff. It was a cringeworthy number, although, I mean, in their world, I'm not sure how seriously you can truly take those numbers. It's like MLW on BN. I mean, you're happy to have an outlet to do something, and you just try to cobble away the best you can.
You know, last week we were reviewing the AEW show on Wrestling Observer Radio. And you may remember this segment where I said, you know, Dave, they talked for 18 minutes. I don't think we need to go over all of it. And then he went over all of it. So anyway, that video went up on YouTube. And that 8-minute and 29-second video has 54,000 views right now. So more people viewed that than viewed Wrestle House on Access Television on Thursday night. To put this all into perspective right here. Not a good number at all. But you know what? It was Thanksgiving, so that's what happens. All right. We've also got this, that the much-anticipated Netflix docuseries focused on the life of WWE chairman Vince McMahon will debut at some point in 2022, according to Stephanie McMahon. Probably a pretty good source. Speaking at a March of Dimes event, she revealed the news, but the timing of the release is to be determined. I am equally parts excited and really nervous, she said. I don't know what he's going to say, but it's going to capture his life and his story, which so richly deserves to be told, she said. The Ringer's Bill Simmons is an executive producer, driving force behind the well-received Andre the Giant documentary on HBO. Chris Smith, who directed Netflix's Fire Festival documentary, is directing and is also a producer, along with WWE Studios. Co-produced by WWE Studios, the biography of Vince McMahon. This is not to be confused with the United States of America versus Vince McMahon, which is being developed by WWE and Blumhouse Media. So, for those of you that loved Escape the Undertaker, which was on Netflix, and The Undertaker and The New Day were involved. We'll see which of these are more historically accurate coming up here soon.
You can. I'll probably wait and see what the reviews are on it after seeing some of those A&E documentaries, which varied wildly when it came to content, but that's because they had different producers. I'm sure this is going to be very careful in how they craft the story of Vince McMahon, and the problem with that is when you are leaving the people in charge of who you're doing this documentary on, you give them final call as executive producers on the show, and they have that kind of sway. How can you truly get truth? Maybe I'll be wrong about this. You know, it's not to say that it's impossible to do. It's just there's been nothing over the years that gives me any indication that that's what WWE is going to be doing. You know, look at the whole thing about WWE against the government, for heaven's sakes. I mean, you know, for them to tell their own story, I'm sure they're going to leave a whole lot of stuff out. And it is what it is, but I guess we'll have to see, you know, if this thing ever actually comes to light as well, too. Either one of them.
Oh, they're coming to light, all right. They're coming to light. But what do you think these reviews are going to be? I'll bet poor. You're right over there?
What are you doing? What are you doing today? Do you not have anything to fill time with where you just decided that you were going to pluck right away on me? Well, seriously, what is it? Is this the best that you have today? Is this because you have to dress as a whale? I mean,
well,
what is
it? That certainly doesn't help, but I mean, I'm going to head to a break. Mike's going to be fully hydrated when we come back from this break. I'm going to try and find a barrel. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, is here as well. Totally forgot we need to talk about NXT. Maybe that's the problem. Except I like the first hour of the show. A very good first hour of NXT. And then you'll never guess who came on screen and sank the show like the Titanic. Joe Iceberg Gacy. The absolute worst character in the history of pro wrestling. God bless the guy. Not in the history, but recent history. God bless this bloke, but the absolute ultimate go-away heat of any character that is on television in 2021. And the sad thing is, if you compare him to the rest of the workers in NXT, he's in the upper tier. But they have given him this character. So very quickly, we had...
And a character, for those who don't watch NXT 2.0, that is being positioned as a babyface, no matter how disingenuous he has been since Jump Street, we are supposed to believe that he is the babyface.
No, he's the heel.
He's the heel in a feud against, babyfaces in the Diamond Mine?
Yeah.
Or they're all babyfaces.
They are now. I don't know why.
Now, are they babyfaces in the realm of the NXT universe, or that's just what people have done because they're facing Joe Gacy in a large ball?
Well, they may be babyfaces only for this feud, but he is absolutely the heel. And the announcers bury him, and they talk about how he's a hypocrite. Joe Gacy is 100% absolutely a heel. And he did the... Well, I'll get to that in a moment. Speaking of heels, by the way, we had the Kaylee Ray Dakota Kai ladder match where the winner, their team gets the advantage in War Games. Kaylee Ray, the babyface, versus Dakota Kai, the heel. Does anybody want to guess whether the babyface or the heel won? Well, the answer is, of course, the babyface won. Kaylee Ray beat Dakota Kai. So War Games has the babyfaces with the women advantage throughout the match. And this is not the first time that that WWE has done this for War Games. This has also been done by Vince Russo. It was also done in TNA at the bottom of the barrel period for them. And now it's being done here in WWE. And every single time that they do this, it kills the heat for the match. And then, of course, they blame the fans for not caring about the match, even though they book it completely backwards. But yes, the match was good. They worked very well together. It was a fun ladder match. Kaylee Ray gets to win, so the babyfaces have the advantage throughout all of War Games on Sunday. Grizzled Young Vets are training to be thieves. It's dumb. Cameron Grimes faced Andre Chase and beat him. And then afterwards, Duke Hudson cut a promo. And literally, Duke Hudson said, "I cut your hair, and now the internet says you look better." That's not part of the storyline. But he says, "You will not look better after Sunday." And they did the thing that they do. "Oh, let me show you the pictures on the screen of what you're going to look like with no hair." And he had a bunch of goofy Photoshops and everything like that. And hey, at least we got Cameron Grimes on this show.
Something tells me it wasn't as entertaining as either seeing the mock-ups of number one Paul Jones or Big Mama without her hair.
No, of course not. And half of the mock-ups were with him having long hair. Like, they showed him with, like, one side shaved and all his hair's flown over this way. I was like, that ain't a haircut. There's another one that had him haircut like the Beatles, you know, the bangs. That's not a haircut. It's not getting shaved in a hair match.
I say, I didn't know this was a stylist match. Is that what this is? Hairstyling versus hairstyling, come on.
Then we had the men's War Games teams coming out. They announced at the beginning of the show that Johnny Gargano had won the poll to represent his team, which, by the way, was shoot voting. He actually did win. And then she announced that the winner for the heel team was Bron Breakker, who actually is a babyface, but he's on the heel team because it's old versus young. So it's going to be Bron Breakker and Johnny Gargano in the main event here tonight.
Is Bron Breakker an actual babyface? Did they establish him as anything? Because initially, early on when I was watching, they kind of just left it up in the air. It was this young blue chip guy who was kind of a badass that it seemed to be was kind of going to be the heel with Ciampa, but also had all the tendencies of acting like a heel. But they the fans, obviously, because of who he is, took to him as a babyface.
Well, they put him on this team, but the fans still cheer for him. They chant his name. They all know he's the son of Rick Steiner. They bark at him. I mean, to me, he is undoubtedly a babyface. But it's NXT, so who knows? LA Knight is a babyface because he's on the other team here or something like that.
It's just bizarre. He's still not a Steiner. All the gifts that they're, you know, putting out there in WWE and NXT branded tweets and IGs and stuff like that. You know, he's doing the Scott Steiner pump up kiss of the, you know, and all that sort of stuff.
Dude,
it's like, if you're going to continue to make references like this, I mean, I get it. It's for trademark purposes, but it's almost like, just say that. If you're going to continue to draw these lines, at least give some of these people something to tie it to.
They called him the Big Bad Booty Nephew.
Oh, come on.
Like, it's not a secret. They're just not allowed to say it. Just like you can't say someone's getting a title match. Like, everybody knows what a championship opportunity is, but they won't let you call it a title match. So him being the son of Rick Steiner, that is the story, but you're not allowed to use those words. You have to use every word except those words, just like everything else they do. MSK finally showed up at the Shaman's house, but we don't see who he is. We have to wait till next week. Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner beat Legado del Fantasma. Match was fine. I mean, it was mostly Kyle O'Reilly. They don't have Von Wagner do much except stand there, do a couple of power moves. I got no problem with this team. I got no problem with any of this. We had another Tiffany Stratton vignette. Her daddy gives her all the money she wants. Her daddy said she could be anything that she wanted. She only shops at places that don't have Black Friday sales or Cyber Monday sales. She's a rich bee, which actually is in her music, by the way. And she's on her way soon. And we still haven't seen her face. But we've seen every other part of her body. Because it's NXT 2.0 written by old guys. And this Joe Gacy comes out. And he says, I want to make this Cruiserweight title inclusive. It shouldn't be just about small people. We don't want to be fat shaming here. We don't want to be excluding the women from this men's belt. So he says, I'm going to have a exhibition match here. I'm going to face three men and a woman, two men and a woman, two men and a woman. You know what I'm saying? So there's a short guy, because he says we should not discriminate against short guys. There's a woman, because we don't want to discriminate against women. And there's a heavy-set bloke, because we don't want to discriminate against heavy-set folks that could stand to lose a little weight. He's the heel, by the way. So anyway, he faces the little guy first, and he wins. Then he's going to face the woman, but of course the diamond mine comes out, because we actually can't have men versus women on this show. That's the irony of all of this. And so they have an argument, and a kerfluffle. And anyway, they're going to have a match at the show on Sunday. Roderick Strong versus Joe Gacy for the Cruiserweight title. Yeah. We had a Solo Sikoa interview. He's mad at Boa. I don't know what's going on here. I watch the show every week. I'm baffled. Then we had Solo Sikoa versus Edris Enofi in his debut. How many debuts we're having on this show? There's a debut every week. So we have two new guys, and Edris got this long promo to tell you who he was, just so they could beat him. And then after Solo Sikoa beat him, Boa ran in and beated him. He put him in the Tongan death grip, and they also had a kerfluffle. There's so much going on. I don't know what's happening.
Who is Edris Enofe? Do you know his
real
name?
He's a new guy. Look it up.
Well, I know that, but I mean, I don't even remember anybody. I just, you know, it's not like Stevenson's brother or somebody like that. I'm not even sure I know who this is.
Bro, we had him. We had Draco Anthony. He's coming soon. Like, there's 80 guys coming soon. This is madness. Indy Hartwell is told that Dexter is missing. He's been in the hospital for like 2 weeks. He got his hand broken. So anyway, he's missing and she's all sad. So then we had Indy Hartwell and Persia Parada. Last week they faced Casey and Caden, and the match was like a horror. Well, this week they faced Ulyssa Leon and Valentina Faraz. You can imagine. Show is off the cliff at this point.
How long did that go for?
I don't know. Too long. And then finally the main event was Bron Breakker and Johnny Gargano in a ladder match for the advantage in War Games. And Bron Breakker at least won, so the heels have the advantage in this this War Games match right here. And my question for all of you in the chat here that watch this show, might only be like four of you, any of you still want to argue that Bron Breakker isn't going to be a massive star when he goes up to the main roster? This bro was excellent in this match. You know how many matches he's had now, by the way? 11. So when you watch this match and you see this guy, who looks great, and he's got great poise, and he's got good promos, and he does everything that they want, and he works exactly how they want, and he's had 11 matches. Are you still going to argue with me that they're going to call this guy up and mess him up? Anyway, it wasn't like...
Wait. Time out.
Oh, here
two
we go.
Separate
yes.
things. Time out, son. Two separate things there. He can be a big star for them in the realm of WWE, but they can certainly still screw him up.
Bro, they could screw up Roman Reigns. But does anyone think that he's going to be like the next Keith Lee, where he gets called up and he gets like 2 weeks and then he vanishes and then he gets 1 week and then they fire him? Does anybody still think that after watching this ladder match? Anybody?
Did they ever think that?
Yeah, I had a big argument about that weeks ago. They insisted that I was a fool and that he would be screwed. I think even bets were made.
I have a personal printer for my home office. Now I just need a personal supply closet.
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 20% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/11, limit 2, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
You're always up for some fun with the family. So you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Chat's been going crazy during the break. Seems a lot of people want to take this bet with me, but we aren't clear as to what the definition would be of screwing up Bron Breakker. I've had people here mention, well, what about Karrion Kross? What about Kross? Well, that would definitely be a screw up. If his career ends up like Karrion Kross, they would definitely have screwed him up. Other people will say, well, they screwed up Braun. I would not consider Braun Strowman a screw up. Guy was champion. They pushed him for a long time.
They had him in a group protected for a long time.
Ultimately fired him. I would say that Braun Strowman would have been one of the successes. So what's the, what do you guys, and the other thing is, how do we do this? Like, you want me to put up $1,000 of my own money, you guys could crowdfund $1,000 of your money, and then what? Who gets what at the end? How do we divvy this out if this is everybody's idea?
Christmas.
I need
the people to try to pool $1,000. Was Tully Blanchard and Dusty Rhodes, like the people's money in a big brown sack here to go up against your Halliburton full of crisp $100 bills? I don't know about that, if that's the best thing to do here, even if it does go to charity. But I think it's almost, and unfortunately, it would be a matter of time. And I don't know if people want
yes.
to dedicate this type of effort where, say you're putting up $1,000 or $100, look at it in quarters, because how long does WWE usually stick with somebody? In the case of Karrion Kross, it was, what, about a month? Some people only get 3 weeks. I guess the way you could do this is almost every quarter you put up 25% and you go, where is this guy right now? Have they screwed him up? Is he off TV like Keith Lee? Have they given him 3 different nicknames in the time he's been on the roster? Or is he right up there in the mix with a Damian Priest or somewhere, and then you look at it after 6. Then you look at it after 9, because after a year, you know, there are some people that think Bron Breakker is going to be in the main event of WrestleMania come 2023. I would believe that. If you told me they somehow stuck him in there for a Raw title match against Big E in 2022, I'm not going to fall over shocked, but I think that would be the most fair way to kind of look at that, but it's also the most time-consuming.
Person wants to know how much Tony Khan is paying me if I'll put up $1,000. You don't get it, bro. I put up $1,000 because I'm gonna win.
Tony Khan tips breakfast with $1,000, for heaven's sakes.
Bro,
the guy's got $1 billion.
I could have $500 in my bank account. I'd put up $2,000. You wanna know why? Because I'm gonna win. That's it. That's confidence.
What are you going to win?
Well, that's what I got to figure out. I got to figure out, how am I going to get my money from these people? What if
so
I happen
you,
to
how
lose?
Are you so confident that you're going to win with a company that, again, and I know this with Bron Breakker, but if they do the stop-start thing with him, and in their minds, they're considering him a star, and you don't understand the 4D chess we're playing with him, but the rest of us look at it and go, oh, God, here we go again. Does that mean he's a failure?
Well, I'm going to tell you why I'm so confident. Because, number one, I watched his match last night, and he gets better every single solitary week.
Nah, but nobody's saying that he's not, Brian.
The key to why he's getting
better.
There's
lots of good guys.
Let me finish this. The key is, let's look at the people that they have brought up and made stars, actual big-time stars on the main roster, okay? We've got folks like, and who would dispute this? Roman Reigns, right? And Charlotte Flair, right? And Bianca Belair, she's a success, right? So what do these three have in common compared to Keith Lee, for example, and Karrion Kross, and Adam Cole, who never even made it to the main roster? Like, what are the three that I named that are big-time WWE stars? What do they not have in common with your Braun Break or your Braun Strowmans and whatever? What do they have? Well, what they have in common is they were all handpicked from day one in developmental. They never worked anywhere else. They learned WWE style from scratch. They had the look the company was looking for, the size, and from day one, they worked and were trained to be big-time stars on the main roster. That is not any of those other names. Karrion Kross came from the Indies. Keith Lee came from the Indies. Adam Cole came from the Indies. They all have something in common. Braun Breaker did not come from the Indies. He was handpicked from day one. They taught him to speak the way they want, work the way they want. He has no bad habits they don't like. He has no lack of size. He has no lack of promo ability from a WWE standpoint. He's literally a Charlotte. He's a Roman Reigns. He's all of these guys that they groomed from day one. Unlike all of these other names that people keep mentioning. What about Cross? What about whoever? None of those guys were groomed the way that Roman Reigns and Charlotte and what's her name? I just mentioned her name. Bianca Belair. All of them. Yeah, this person mentioned.
The jury's still out on Bianca Belair, dude.
Well,
that's the one thing that can be said. The jury is still out. There was an initial push to do this. I think she's in good shape. She's got everything that they want in someone, but she doesn't have the DNA that those other two do as far as being linked to family, which is another thing that Braun Breaker has going for him. And again, not Toni Storm, but Rhea Ripley's a little bit of a different situation. But again, I'm not sold that Bianca Belair is at that level yet, even though I want her to be. I look at her that way, but is she in that rare air that Sasha and Bayley was for a short period of time, I think, and that Charlotte certainly and Becky are now? No, not even close.
Yeah, but you
know
what?
That's the type of stardom we're talking about.
If I made a bet with somebody about whether or not Bianca would have made it or not on the main roster, and somebody right now tried to tell me that they won the bet because she didn't make it, like, she main evented WrestleMania. She was in the final match in the main event of WrestleMania. Like, that to me is she made it. She's a star on the main roster now. She's
like
not Becky during the peak, and she's not Roman Reigns. But if Braun Breaker headlines WrestleMania, even if it's a two-night WrestleMania and he headlines one of those nights, I'm sorry, but I win that bet, not the chat. I think that's fair to headline a night of WrestleMania.
Well, Miz did.
Yeah, he's undoubtedly a star. He's absolutely. I don't like the guy. I don't want to see him wrestling. But, like, I'm not going to sit here and argue that he's not a star. He's absolutely. He's one of their biggest stars. Right?
I guess, yeah.
He's feuding with Edge.
He is. He's married to Maryse, which, by the way, that's the one thing we didn't speak about yesterday. How fabulous Maryse looked. She looks fantastic. This woman had, two kids? One or two kids. I don't know what it is, but looks fantastic. And that was the one thing that stuck out to me about that segment was, boy, this is leading towards Miz and Maryse against Edge and Beth. And I love Beth.
I hadn't even thought of that.
I always thought Beth has been great. And I really thought when she first debuted, I looked at her and, man, she can wrestle. She's got the size. She's got the type of bodybuilding stuff that they liked. I honestly thought she was going to be one of the biggest stars, women stars of all time. Obviously, it didn't work out that way. But the odds of them facing off against each other, the odds of seeing them blended into Miz and Mrs. at some point down the line, since that show is being brought back. And I'm sure as we go towards Royal Rumble, as we go towards WrestleMania, everything about them is going to be, you know, planned out and somehow they're going to be, you know, weaved into the show, surely. But yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to believe. I mean, because why else is Maryse there? She didn't even do anything. I mean, at times she seemingly smiled at Edge when she was zigging Miz. So what is she doing there other than she's going to be involved in the mix? And if she is, I mean, it just makes sense that Beth would.
See, we're going to have a hard time with this bet here because now these people are going like, Baron Corbin doesn't count as a success from developmental. Listen, he's not my favorite guy either, but he's undoubtedly a success. He's headlined pay-per-views and championship matches. He was the king of the ring. He's on TV every single week. Like, you may not like the guy. You may not say that he's a John Cena or Roman Reigns, which obviously he isn't, but he's clearly a star on the main roster now.
That's why they made fun of him in storylines when they were talking about how bad things have gotten. Remember that whole deal where he was tied in with the management or whatever it was? It feels like eons ago now with him. So
yeah, they blamed him for the failure of their own bad booking.
But this could be, but that could also be a case of, has he been a success? Yes. Is he a star in WWE? To a point, yes. Did they screw him up? Because have they used, in your opinion, in anybody's opinion, Baron Corbin to the best of his abilities? I'm sure somebody out there, this dude is trash.
He way overperformed.
But, like, I mean, to be a tough guy, I mean, what has gotten over in WWE? Bobby Lashley going out and kicking everybody's rear end. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, you know, that dominance gets over. You know, violence in pro wrestling, you know, gets over. And him not being ever presented that way, really, other than this guy's got, you know, golden glove skills, but doesn't punch anybody. I mean, stuff like that, where has he been as big of a success as they want him to be, as they needed him to be for the sake of the company and trying to grow the thing? No, and that's really their fault. And again, this is where two things can absolutely be the case about Bron Breakker, because, hey, I mean, they'll put a wig on anybody now, won't they? So, and again, I'm sure they were playing off the Goldberg thing, but it's one of those things where it's really difficult. Even when you look at Charlotte and Roman Reigns and where they got Bianca to, or Sasha to, and some of the true stars that they've had, doesn't mean that they can't mess them up and really, you know, retard their progress, you know, going forward. It just, they do it all the time.
This bet's never going to work. Look at this guy. Brian is being disingenuous. Baron Corbin draws no money. Stop this farce. That's what we're going to determine this by, who draws money. You know who draws money in WWE nowadays?
The brand.
John Cena.
John Cena.
And he's the only one. Bro, listen, I'm not blaming Roman Reigns, but when that UBS Arena was selling no tickets and they decided we're gonna destroy this AEW, we're going to put Roman Reigns on the show, they sold no tickets. They did 5,000 for that show. They had Roman Reigns and Edge, and Vince McMahon had been on the show the week prior, and the Big E, the champ, and all of that. Okay? John Cena is the only guy, when they had the Summer of Cena and they added him to shows, they sold 2,000 to 3,000 extra tickets for every show that he was on. He's the only guy. So if we're going to argue that the only way that I can win is if Bron Breakker, it becomes like a draw, well, if that's your standard, then nobody makes it.
Well, maybe everybody should just keep eyes on Austin Theory then, because maybe that's how we kind of judge where you move forward, because he doesn't have the DNA, but when did Gabe pick him up for Evolve? You know, and he's feuding with Darby Allin. Again, this feels like forever ago, and it wasn't really all that long ago, but like, he is right up their alley. He looks like $1 million, got a little bit of size to him, good looking guy, young guy, all that sort of stuff. Can wrestle. I mean, there's things that he can do in the ring that I don't even think he's really had a chance to show off yet, unfortunately, but he is everything that they want, except without the bloodline. So I guess it'll be interesting to see what they do with him, give you a better idea on what they might do with Braun, maybe.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, back in the day when you had territories or actually most any other wrestling promotion on the planet, it's pretty easy to classify whether someone is a success or a failure or a draw or not a draw. But when you're a publicly traded company and you make $1 billion on television deals and you just, whatever. I mean,
you spend 40 years making it not about the pieces and about the entire product, NFL style, protect the shield sort of thing. Yeah.
Well,
that's what they do.
Then we have massive arguments with people trying to figure out what makes a person a success in WWE. To think that we're having that argument. What makes people a success?
Well, they don't want to do pro wrestling. Pro wrestling metrics are very easy. Pro wrestling, in a lot of ways, is very easy. They want to muddy the waters and turn things all upside down. They have people there that could be a success for people watching at home and be great for their product. They choose not to do that. There's other things that they look at and think are more important. Age and this and that and the third. And it is what it is. And to their eyes, they're a success. Look at all the money they're making. To all the people that plant the flag and that stand up for WWE, what do they always say at the end of the day? Look how much money we're making. I guess everybody's got what considers them a success. But, yeah, it's kind of crazy than pro wrestling. Just somebody out there performing inside a ring, you know, it should be very easy to figure that out. But in WWE's world, you can't.
This person says, basically, as long as they don't get fired, they're a success now. I would not say that. Like, Nia was a success. Right? And
yeah.
And Braun Strowman was a success. Yeah, they ultimately got fired, but pretty much everybody gets fired at some point. Except Miz and Orton. Anyway. We're out of time, everybody. We're going to wrap it up for today. Check my Twitter at Brian Alvarez. We got co-host spots and other stuff available. I didn't plug it at all today. I should have. But oh well, we're out of here. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Talk to you tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live.